What's going on, peoples? This is Vlobo Sod on Netflix. You know the deal by now. This is where I go into the archives of Netflix original series and television shows to really recommend programming for some other people across the board. Because it's a review show. It's not really a review show. It's not really my job to tell you if something's good or bad. I'm only a low-level creative with a film degree. My job is to make sure if you're trying to find something with some friends or some family members or that significant other, what should you put on and why? And of course, this is one of the few podcasts that has a complete global reach all over the world. People have checked it out because I realized that the Netflix library is different wherever you live. So thank you so much for that. There are a lot of podcasts in your podcasting diet. The fact you're rocking with me means the world. Let's get into it. Today, we're talking about the limited series, or I believe it's limited series, or I'm not sure if it's a series, Obliterated by Netflix. This one was released about a month and a half ago with much fanfare. It was on page one of my recommended search. I got the email saying it was available. Stream now, stream now, stream now. And let's look about what it is exactly. It's something I've tried to struggle to describe, but it is it's almost like a madcap, zany war espionage spy action comedy thriller. It reminds me of video games such as Saints Row and Grand Theft Auto, and the backdrop of Las Vegas, which has this very much a playground vibe with a cast of characters that are essentially cookie cutter and archetypical, but at the same time, because everything is such a high concept, you're okay with it. In other words, it's a human cartoon. Before I get into more in depth, let's look at the ratings here. Obliterated, which came out this year, has scored a 6.6 out of 10 from IMDb, which tends to be a bit more conservative. And, well, I understand, because the writing isn't great. The story is super simple. The evil guys look evil. The good guys are seemingly good, even though all the individual protagonists have their own layer of depravity. Well, what's not to like about this? Let's talk about the negatives first. It is an 8-episode series, and even then, it feels like it should be a movie. When you have something that is an action comedy in Vegas and fast-paced with car chases and strippers and F-bombs and drug use, there's only so much you can go through that to you wonder, okay, what's next? Now, I'm not saying I'm a prude or anything like that. I like all those things, but you really can't spend too much time on that forever without looking around asking, where's the substance? Where's the beef? So at 8 episodes, it's essentially 6 hours of this. And so you're going, well, this really feels like a very airy movie because each episode is serialized. It isn't an episode of a different week. It takes place all in the same night, all in the same span of days. So you do kind of feel like you're kind of in this prolonged state of adolescence. Two, even though the characters are supposed to be kind of one-dimensional and cartoonish, sometimes you'll see them twist in the wind to fit a particular plot point. People love each other. People have a hot tryst. People get their backstories revealed kind of randomly, sometimes to serve the plot, only to serve a particular joke. And again, if that's one of those things where it was a 90-minute movie or a 2-hour movie, you wouldn't care so much about it, but you kind of feel that the writers have put themselves in a corner at times. You go, well, something has to happen in these next 10 minutes to keep attention. Let's do this. And so if you're watching this in earnest, I'm not saying in earnest, you need to be cross-legged with your glasses on taking notes. But if you're sitting down after a long day of work and you're watching an episode before bed or an episode before doing chores, a lot of times you walk away spending 45 minutes and getting about 20 minutes of entertainment. That said, though, what's good about it? It is shot very pretty. If you like movies like The Hangover, where it's a comedy but it's shot cinematically, you're going to be pretty much happy here. And plus, Vegas is always a town that's really ripe for ridicule and parody and pumping up. Some of the one-liners are interesting, even though I have overall problems with the writing and dialogue. Sometimes someone says something that makes you chuckle or go, oh my goodness. And the spectacle, the idea of this counterterrorism unit task force being able to descend on the MacGuffin of the week, this case, a bomb, not really doing kind of spoilers there, but doing it in a way that allows them to fumble and stumble and somehow work their way closer to a solution. It's a thrill ride on that level, right? It's not boring. The only problem I have with the bad side of things is that sometimes I feel like it can be compacted, but the story itself is compelling enough to say, hey, it's worth a watch. So now, 6.6 out of 10, that's what IMDb says. I have to say yes. For you to enjoy it as like an 8 or a 9, you basically have to put all suspension of physics and timing out the window. I call that the CSI or the Fast and Furious goggles, right? But if you're thinking of it objectively as an action comedy to recommend, I think a 6 out of 10 is pretty accurate. Now, who's this for? Well, if you ever had what I call road trip friends, those are people that you kind of met in college and you had the same love of explicit music and you still have stories about your good old days when you were a young lad or lass, they're pretty much enjoy this too. These are the friends you kind of see once a year, but when you see them that for that couple days once a year, it's almost like you didn't live, like it hasn't left. A lot of times if you're bringing out your good friends, they'll probably ask you questions about, is everything all right? I don't necessarily recommend watching it with your significant other unless you are in a relationship where they watch their movie or TV show and now it's your turn and you want to make it as opposite as their choice. I get that. There's not really not much overlap when it comes to that sort of thing. You're not going to curl up and go, oh, that's romantic at all. And definitely do not watch this with mom or grandma. They're going to have nothing but questions. Either way, it's fun. It's mindless. I watched it. I don't feel like it was a complete waste of my time. I just kind of wish that some plot points and some episodes were condensed, or maybe this could have just been a movie. And if it was a movie, or even on that Sherlock kind of situation where it's a TV show and there's, say, two or three episodes a season of extended length instead of eight, I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more. Obliterated, definitely rated TV mature because F-bombs are flying. You got your drug use, you got your sex, you got your explosions and more available now on that Netflix platform. Now that does it for me on this edition of Flobo Start on Netflix. Do me a favor and let me know what you want me to review next at Flobo Boys on X and at Flobito, that's F-L-O-B-I-T-O, on that Threads. Until next time, catch you later.